I'm ready. All this hard work and dedication from the very beginning, you know that you're going to make it through. You have that mindset. Now that I know that I'm going to North Central Division, I've been driving the streets, I've been learning my sector, I'm ready. You get in that mindset. You know what I mean?
Made you want to get into law enforcement?
When I was younger, I had an incident happen, and that's really what drove my passion. So it was just more of like a family drive.
Well, what brought you to choose Dallas Police?
Choose Dallas?
In particular? Yeah.
Well, my grandparents live here. First off, they live in Southwest Division. And then actually, for a majority of my childhood, I grew up here before I moved to Frisco. So I spent a lot of time here. I went to Rosemont Elementary down in Southwest in Oak Cliff. And I figured, why not give back? Especially after seeing 7-7 live on TV, I was like, wow. It made an impact on me. So I was in high school at the time, and it made an impact.
Yeah, that made an impact on a lot of people. And it's one thing, too, like hearing the chief, that I remember doing this last year, too. He kind of said that same stuff, that Dallas sets itself apart because we support police here. There are a lot of communities that don't do that. And so I would imagine, too, having a chief like that who you know he's going to be looking out for you.
Yeah.
Is important.
It's very important, especially since he verbalizes it. He's very, very supportive. Our command staff is very, very supportive. And it kind of trickles down. And you can tell that the mindset of law enforcement has been changing. And I haven't been in law enforcement, but coming from the people who've been in law enforcement for 40 years, talking to reserve officers who've been in law enforcement for 40 plus years, they say it's changed a lot. From the good old boy system to now it's community service projects. We actually did two community service projects. We spent 2 days at a food bank.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.